Our next presenter is Ami Zoda. She's an assistant professor in environmental and occupational health at George Washington University. She's received a career development award to develop conceptual and methodological frameworks for examining the independence and synergistic effects of endocrine disruption, endocrine disrupting chemicals and psychosocial stressors on perinatal outcomes.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you for joining me on one of the final sessions of the conference. It really shows your determination and interest in this topic. As the facilitator mentioned, I'm actually an environmental epidemiologist, a reproductive environmental epidemiologist. So my interest in social determinants of maternal and child health outcomes is a new one, and I'm forging into this area because I'm really interested in expanding the way we think about environmental stressors to include both physical and social environmental stressors, and to develop models of maternal and child health that focus on overlapping biological pathways and potential synergism. So this is some work that's in its very early stages, where I'm going to be showing you data on social determinants of telomere length in women during pregnancy. And I have no conflict of interest to disclose. So some of the more specific objectives of my presentation are to talk to you a little bit about how telomeres may mediate the relationship between socioeconomic status, chronic psychosocial stress, and adverse health outcomes, to discuss the potential role of telomere biology in maternal and child health outcomes, and to compare predictors of shortened telomeres in ethnically diverse pregnant women to other populations that have been studied in the peer-reviewed literature. So I just want to begin with just a brief description about why we're interested in chronic psychosocial stress. It's increasingly emerging as a framework of people are starting to increasingly look at how chronic psychosocial stress is associated with adverse health outcomes, particularly early mortality. And it's also been implicated as a potential mechanism by where socioeconomic can get under the skin to affect health. One example that I like to give about the effects of chronic psychosocial stress is when you look at just visually pictures of our president, right? So it becomes very evident how chronic stress can lead to accelerated aging, even over a short time. So this may be happening phenotypically, but the telomere hypothesis of cellular aging suggests that the same principles are operating on the cellular level. Just a little bit of a basic biology lesson. Telomeres are the parts or pieces of DNA that cap the ends of chromosomes and that aid in the genetic stability of cells. And as cells reproduce, the telomeres shorten. And if they shorten past a certain length, it impairs the ability of the cell to go about its daily functions, such as growing and dividing. So telomere length has been inversely associated with age because as we chronologically age, there's more cell division and replication, and so telomeres shorten. But there's increasing evidence that chronic adversity and psychosocial stress is associated with shortened telomeres because it's essentially accelerating the rate of cellular aging. So there is quite a bit of evidence, particularly in older populations, showing that shortened telomeres are associated with early mortality, increased cardiovascular disease, and other aging-related diseases. However, the role of telomere biology in maternal and child health has relatively not been investigated. So I know many of you are familiar with the fetal origins of adult disease hypothesis, and some researchers have speculated that shortened telomeres or altered telomere biology may be predisposing the fetus to a certain life course trajectory. And there has been one pivotal study that has looked at the role of prenatal stress and telomere length in adolescence, and they found that women who reported acute stressors during pregnancy, their kids in adolescence had shorter telomeres after controlling for other confounders. And this is the Intrager et al. Paper that was published in PNAS last year. So we conducted a preliminary study. It was actually a chemical biomonitoring study of pregnant women who were obtaining prenatal care at San Francisco General Hospital in San Francisco, California, which is the safety net hospital of San Francisco. Eligibility and criteria were women, so they had to be obtaining prenatal care, they were English or Spanish speaking, and we excluded high-risk pregnancies. They were all low-income, because San Francisco General Hospital does not accept anyone who has private health insurance. The blood sample was collected at the time of delivery, and leukocyte telomere length was measured by PCR. On the right there, I just have some basic demographic characteristics of our study population. The N is 72. I don't think it's up there, but you can see it's largely a Latina population. About 75% were Hispanic, and we have about 70% of our population was foreign born, and you can see this is not a highly educated population. So we were primarily interested in looking at measures of chronic stress and telomere length, but in that process, I'm also going to show you some preliminary results of demographic characteristics and telomere length in this population. So here's the association between race, ethnicity, and differences in telomere length, which is statistically significant. And what you see here are black women have somewhat higher telomere lengths, and Latina women have the lowest telomere lengths, although it's not statistically different than whites. So because our sample size was small and we do see differences by race and ethnicity, moving forward we focused further on looking specifically at the 53 Latina women. So this was pretty interesting. Most of the literature has actually found that among socioeconomic status indicators and telomere length, you see a positive association such that people with the lowest educational attainment have the shortest telomere lengths, which supports this hypothesis that that weathering from lower socioeconomic status is leading to accelerated aging and shorter telomere lengths. In our population, we're actually seeing the opposite. So those that have more than a high school diploma, so some college or an advanced degree, actually have the shortest telomere lengths. And this is, again, in Latina women only. And this is significant. So this is pretty interesting because nothing like this has been reported in the literature, although a lot of the literature does suggest that the health benefit value of education does vary by race, ethnicity, and class. And given that all of these women are poor and Latina, their educational attainment may not match up with their current life conditions. So this is the same graph. Sorry about that. So we also found in the same model, adjusted for age and education, that there was a difference in telomere length by country of origin, where those born outside of the U.S. had shorter telomere lengths than those born in the U.S. So that's also pretty interesting. So we decided to kind of look into these differences further to see if perceived social status and perceived neighborhood conditions could in part be explaining these differences. We use the perceived social status instrument developed by Nancy Adler, where, and this was asked in English or Spanish, depending on people's preferred language, but we showed them a ladder and we said, you know, the 1 represents people who have the lowest standing in your community, and the 10 represents people who have the highest standing in your community. Where do you see yourself on this ladder? And so you can see here that on average, U.S.-born Latinas rank themselves higher than where foreign-born Latinas rank themselves, and the median scores between these two groups was significantly different. So this suggests that, you know, there is perhaps a difference in perceived social status by nativity. Here's some data on the difference in neighborhood perceptions, once again by U.S.-born versus foreign-born Latinas. And you can see that in general, so the question was how many of these, it was a Leichhardt scale, and you know, you could strongly agree or strongly disagree. So this is showing the percent who agreed or strongly disagree. So you can see foreign-born Latinas were more likely to say that they would move out of the neighborhood if they could. They also were more likely to say there was more loud noise, so were not satisfied with the built environment, and also the social environment. And so when we created an aggregate score, there is a difference in the neighborhood perceptions of these two groups. So just a little recap of how these preliminary results fit into the existing scientific literature, which is on socioeconomic status and telomere length, which is really in its nascent stages and you know, rapidly evolving. So consistent with other studies, African Americans had, in our study, had longer telomeres, and Latina in our case had shorter telomeres compared to other groups. And the reason why African Americans have empirically been shown to have longer telomeres is unknown and still an area of further study. With educational attainment, our results are somewhat inconsistent with other studies. Most of the literature, the Needham et al. Article published in Social Science and Medicine just this year, does a nice job of synthesizing and reviewing the existing literature on socioeconomic status and telomere length. And they suggest that most studies either find a null association or a positive association between educational attainment and telomere length, although we found an inverse association. However, our population is substantially different in that we have such a large proportion of foreign-born pregnant women, a high percentage of Latina women, and all of them were low income or poor. And our study is one of the first to examine country of origin and nativity and its and how it may be contributing to life experience as it relates to telomere length. So we definitely need to tease this out further. We did look at years living in the U.S. We did not see any differences in that regard, and obviously a lot of these factors are correlated, so we really need to kind of dig into this further to see if this association persists, where foreign-born Latinas have significantly shorter telomeres than U.S.-born Latinas. Just some strengths and weaknesses. Obviously, the most pronounced and most substantial weakness is the small sample size. This is a pilot study. We are, you know, I do have several other studies where I'll be examining similar questions in larger samples, but it's a vulnerable, understudied population, and so in that way, it makes a significant contribution to our understanding of telomere length and how it may reflect social experience. And because we have a relatively homogeneous population, we are able to control for certain confounding factors. So as next steps, we're going to do a bunch of sensitivity analysis on our existing results. We also have, in the same population, measured markers, other stress biomarkers, particularly those of the immune and inflammatory system. So I plan to create essentially a cumulative biological index of chronic psychosocial stress and also look at the consistency of predictors between telomere length and these other biomarkers. As we also have physical environmental contaminant measures, and so that analysis will happen in parallel because ultimately in future studies I'd like to combine these different exposures together. So with that, I would just like to acknowledge the UCSF program Reproductive Health in the Environment, which is where I was when I started this work, the California Biomonitoring Program, which was an important co-investigator, and our funders. Thank you.